Tito coming down in 3-2-1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by KeyBank. This is still hard to get used to, Terry. We've done it the last couple of years with the Cincinnati Reds, and now the Cubs this year supposed to have played 2 at Wrigley and now 2 here in Cleveland, but we know what happened on Monday night. Is it goofy for you as well?
It's different. And I actually kind of like it. I mean, you know, when we play the National League teams, the preparation for the coaching staff is a lot more because we don't see them that much. And then especially when you're playing in their ballpark. But now all of a sudden it's a regular series as opposed to play 2 in May and 2 in August, and you're kind of, you know, hit and miss on what pitchers you might get. So I actually like it. I know they've been doing it throughout the league, and I think it's a good idea. And, again, it's a more of a – old-fashioned series. They just don't play it the way, you know, you play it in two different cities, which is different and unique, but I kind of like it.
You know, the way Trevor Bauer was pitching last night, do you hold your breath when your pitchers go to hit because they do it so infrequently?
Well, and we've talked to our pitchers about it, and you know, I think bottom line is if we are relying on them to help us win with a hit, we're probably in trouble. But we've talked to all of them about, hey, when you're leading off an inning, the best thing you can do is it's not just swing at the first pitch, try to get a hit, because that doesn't end up working too well. It's see some pitches. Don't make quick outs. And Trevor, to his credit, saw a lot of pitches, and that helped. Then he ended up finally getting a hit, which surprised all of us. But the fact that he saw so many pitches, I think, you know, if you can get that starter of theirs to go one less inning because you're not giving them free outs, that's a plus right there.
Boy, one thing we've seen when Trevor this year, if he has a little hiccup or a bad outing like he did the start before last night, it doesn't manifest itself and start to have a domino effect. He came right back last night and gave you a tremendous outing against a really good offensive ball club.
You know, Hammy, you make a good point because, you know, during a game, I'll keep track of innings where guys have to reach back, whether it's longer innings but stressful innings. You know, like the third last night with Trevor where he had to reach back with bases loaded against Montero. But Trevor, more often than not, seems to get stronger after that when other guys, it sort of takes it out of them. And that, I mean, I'm glad, but it's really unique because you don't see that often.
Well, just because of what you just mentioned, Tito, do you have to manage him differently? And by that, I don't mean manage him as a person, but manage him differently than you would, say, another starting pitcher?
Yeah, yes, we do, actually. And to your point, you know, when Trevor first came here, there were so many times early on, you know, in games, he'd have bases loaded or give up 2 or 3 or 4. And not that that's a good thing, but, you know, obviously we'd get a guy up real quick. Then we started doing that a little bit slower. One is we don't want to ruin our bullpen. But two, as we started to understand that if Trevor could get through that, then he would be okay. Now, to his credit, he's not having those first inning woes anymore, and it works better. But that's all trying to get to know your guys and use their strengths and not just pigeonhole everybody, and then because I think you can make mistakes that way.
Boy, you looked like a genius again last night. You take Carlos Santana out of the two-hole and make him a cleanup hitter, and he goes, thanks, Tito, here's a 3-run bomb.
You know, Hammy, I think good hitters can make you look a lot smarter than you are. You know, Lindor was in the two-hole, and I'd kind of worried about what to do there. You know, Millsy and I talked about it a lot. Sometimes I think you think maybe you're doing a guy a favor by hitting him in the bottom of the order. But in the National League game, you're hitting 8th. That's a tough place to hit. You know, they're pitching around. You got the pitcher up. So I thought, you know what? He seems to be handling things, and his skill set certainly fits that spot, and it gives us balance. And I kind of said I reserve the right to change it if I feel like it. But Lindor was in the middle of every rally, and Carlos hits a 3-run homer to get us on the board, which at that time, Arrieta was throwing the ball so well that was a huge hit.
Hey, we're both dads. We both have 4 children, so we've got them in every age group, it seems like. Do you look at Lindor like I do sometimes and go, hey, wait a minute, I don't remember any of my 21-year-olds being this almost like he's 30 years old already?
Well, and that's a really good point. We need to remember that sometimes because at age 21, I remember some of the dumbass things I did, and at age 51. But, you know, again, this is a kid that, you know, he's so mature on the field that we need to remember he's 21 years old. And he is very mature off the field too. But there's a lot of teaching and a lot of learning that still needs to go on. And we're okay with that as long as he's willing.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That is the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for more. The Indians and the Cubs, it's coming up on the Indians Radio Network. Manager's Minute. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute brought to you by DraftKings.com. You know, one of the beauties of this ball club, Terry, is you've got a lot of flexibility with your lineup. And I know you're like any other manager. You'd like nine guys, put them in the same spot every day. But Carlos Santana has shown that ability to move around. And how much easier, I don't know if easier is the right term, but how much more of a strength is that for you as a manager?
Well, you know, Chris and I talked about this when I first came here. You know, if you're going to have some, you know, what, say your payrolls, whatever it is. Okay, we have a obligation, I think is the right word. Okay, let's do the most with that. And I think by having players that are versatile, you can take your 25-man roster and make it maybe appear or feel like a 27, 28-man roster, which is a plus. You know, guys like Avilas who can play everywhere. Mossy can go from the outfield back to first. Those things really help us because, again, if somebody gets hurt or during a game we can pinch run, and it makes our roster a lot more usable.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.